To you, and now Axel, starring Cleland Card as Axel. Away out in the forest, high in a big treehouse, lives our old friend Axel. Let's climb up to the treehouse and see what's happening this morning.
Any minute, I'll be looking in. I generally see her coming in the forest by this time, but I don't see her at all yet. Well, I'll get my spyglass, and you fellas and girls get ready now, because we gotta get swinging, don't we, kiddo? Kiss me again. I got a little looking glass out here. Let's see, how do I look? How are my curls this morning? Pretty good? That's nice. Here we go now. Would you like a cup of Hector's nectar or something to drink? Let's look over here now and see what the situation is. I don't see Carmine coming yet. We generally have a cup of coffee together in the morning, but pretty soon she'll be coming, I guess. Pretty quick now. First, I'm going to take a drink of that wonderful stuff. You know what? And then when I take the cover of this off, you know, all music always comes out of it, you know. So first we'll have a drink of that boneless Hector's nectar like we have up here in the treehouse. Just a mouthful. Let's get all ready to drink together, kiddos, whatever you're having, like milk or hot chocolate or orange nose or pineapple nose or some whatever those kid things are that kids drink. All right. Oh, delicious. Well, I suppose we're going to have that, maybe that little dance later, but let's have that movie with those kids in it and everything. Let's see if they're here. Are they here yet, pal? Huh? They are, huh? All right. We'll look at the kids a dip. You gotta watch out. You never know in what kind of company you're in there, do you? Oh, the roller derby skates are next, and here are my little friends now. Start skating, kiddos.
Whee! How about this?
You see penny stores in Minneapolis and in St. Paul. Don't forget, will ya? Oh, Carmine, it's just come into the treehouse. Here she comes. You can hear her big feet marks. Coming.
Good morning, Axel.
Well, it's certainly indeed a pleasure, Carmine. You could get over here today at all. I know you're so busy over to the home and everything.
I suppose you had your coffee. I was held up a little. I went to Grandma's first this morning.
Well, how is Grandma?
Oh, she is fine. All the ladies are just fine. They said to say hello to you and
the kids.
Hi, kids.
How are Grandma's warts?
Well,
she's been upset by warts all her life, you know.
Well, she's not complaining.
That little wart she married, she wasn't too happy with, you know.
Well, that was
great. Speaking of warts, you know, Grandpa Tortoise had a wart right on the back of his neck. Used it for a collar button all the time. Oh, say, it's time for a little music this morning.
Well,
what do you say, Carve?
Shall we,
Oh, I can't wait for our dancing club to begin. And by the way, speaking of clubs, this is the Early Birdie Club you're watching right now. And pretty soon we'll have membership stickers out for all of you kids, big round ones like this. You'll be proud of them. We'll tell you how to get them.
See,
very shortly.
The kids would, you know, maybe learn some dancing from watching.
They might. Let's call this disco tique thing. What are those things?
We'll call it Axel.
Disco tique.
Disco.
All right. Would you mind taking the pot off from under the off the thing and the music? Yeah, be very careful. Wait till I unscrew it a little bit this morning. It's on a little bit tight there. All right, here we go.
And then she strolls sort of westerly, slow, and she has to lead 2 foot. crazy as Superfoot. You gotta rock like a rocking chair. Step the clock like a slide. One, two, three. And you're all a Superfoot.
I think we broke it.
It's not as sharp this morning as it usually is, you know. The coffee pot sometimes is a lot sharper. Depends on how it fails. You see, when you take this off, like, it generally starts going, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Get me my flute over there, will you? Because the kids are up next.
I want to see them.
Got out of it. Oh,
please,
you didn't pick the string here. Jiminy crickets.
I'll take
this. Oh, boy, we're ready for the drawing of the Tonka toy. Just take a look at that classy Tonka toy there, kids. Isn't that class? That's a troop carrier. A troop carrier. Tonka toys. They're no better than. They're made out of steel. They got rubber tires on them, and they're good, tough, rugged toys for kids.
The wheels are round, too.
The round wheels on them, and the front is right opposite the back end, and it's a nice arrangement, you know, to make. Would you like to draw one of these cards?
I'll draw the first one.
Keep sending postcards into the early birdies. Yours might get drawn some morning, you see.
Albert Runzel, 2260 Matilda Street, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Albert Runzel. All right, keep that down there, and we'll see that Albert Runzel gets one, and here's the next winner right here.
Who's it?
Who is it going to be?
Who?
It happens to be John Scoban? Golly, it's hard to read that name. You got to print them good, kids. S-C-A-B-N. Well, we'll have to look up the address, I guess, to check it. 4011 Queen South in Minneapolis. John something or other.
Say, Axel.
That's what it says.
Will you excuse me? I told Grandma that I'd come back and play a game of whist with her.
All right. Tell her I'll have her fingernail cleaner fixed, too.
See you tomorrow, kid.
She,
bye, Axel.
Oh, tell her I know where she can get an electric toothpick wholesale.
Got to
help her out, you know, help her buy stuff. Well, that's the way it goes now. I'll put these cards away. I get them in the mail and put them in here, and if I draw your name, you're the winner of one of those Tonka toys. Isn't that classic? All right, here we go, and a ding-ding. I'll put these right in my pocket and get the toys mailed out. I'll call up Mr. Tonka right away. Oh, there's the birdie. There's the early birdie. Oh, that nice birdie. That birdie, are you feeling well this morning? Oh, that's nice. You look bright these nice days. It's so nice to see you kids at 7 in the morning for a whole half hour every day, you know, Monday through Friday. That's the way it's going to be. I suppose we could do a birdie for the children this morning, don't you suppose? And you kids are sticking to your New Year's resolutions, I hope. Are you sticking to yours, birdie? Doesn't look like the birdie's sticking to his New Year's resolution. Well, let's do a birdie anyway. And cheer up. Maybe you can start it all over again tomorrow and miss a couple of days. I guess it wouldn't hurt, would it? Birdie with the jellybill hopped upon my windowsill, cocked a shining eye and says, what would you like for dessert, Tootie? Tootie? Crazy bird. Every day he's got something silly to say like that. If you have a birdie idea, send it in. But goodbye, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on the early birdie club. Sure and tell Mom and Dad about it, will you?
What Axel and his friends, Carmen the nurse, and Tallulah are brewing. So be sure to be with us tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for more film fun when Quellen Card stars as Axel.